This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic is irresponsible and dangerous. Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters, quote, it's not a time to be stonewalling, end quote. China rejected the World Health Organization's proposal for a second phase of its investigation into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. The vice minister of the Chinese National Health Commission told reporters in Beijing Thursday he was extremely surprised when he read that the proposal offered by the UN Health Agency includes audits of laboratories in the city of Wuhan. That's where the virus was first detected in late 2019. That led to more than 192 million infections around the world, including 4.1 million deaths. He said the WHO's origin tracing proposal lacks, quote, common sense and displays a disrespect toward science that makes it impossible for Beijing to accept. The European Union said Thursday 200 million Europeans had been fully vaccinated, more than half of the adult population, but still short of a 70% target it had set for the summer. This as several countries across Europe and Asia battle fresh outbreaks blamed on the fast-spreading Delta variant. The World Health Organization Thursday urged Indonesia to implement a stricter and wider lockdown to combat surging COVID-19 infections and deaths, just days after the country's president flagged the easing of restrictions. In its latest situation report, the WHO said strict implementation of public health and social restrictions were crucial and called for additional urgent action. This is VOA News. The Biden administration plans to announce U.S. sanctions Thursday against several Cuban officials over their role in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month, a person familiar with the matter said. The sanctions are expected to be imposed on security force officials accused of human rights abuses against activists who took part in the biggest protest of their kind in decades in the communist-ruled island, sources told Reuters. France has decided to readjust its security protocols, especially those regarding President Emmanuel Macron, in light of the Pegasus spyware case, said government spokesperson Gabriel Attal Thursday. French paper Le Monde has reported that Macron's phone was on a list of potential targets for possible surveillance on behalf of Morocco in the spyware case. Colombia arrested 10 people accused of involvement in attacks on a helicopter carrying President Ivan Duque and a military base last month that officials said Thursday were planned by former FARC rebel leaders based in Venezuela. The car bombing at a base in the northeast wounded 44 people, including two U.S. military advisors. The 10 people captured are former FARC rebels who reject a 2016 peace deal, the attorney general said in a press conference. A dozen Thai pro-democracy student activists were charged with royal defamation and sedition Thursday, their lawyers said, over a rally last year that demanded reforms to Thailand's unassailable monarchy. The pro-democracy movement, which has been largely led by student activists, kicked off a year ago due to public discontent over Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's administration. One key protest demand that emerged was monarchy reforms, a once taboo issue that spilled into public discussion due to the student-led rallies that drew tens of thousands at their peak. Japan's Emperor Naruhito Thursday acknowledged the challenges of staging the Tokyo Olympics during a pandemic, telling IOC Chief Thomas Bach, it was a far from easy task, local media said. International Olympic Committee Chief Bach said paid a courtesy visit to the Imperial Palace a day before the opening ceremony, at which the emperor is expected to announce the start of the games. Last-minute preparations were in full swing in Tokyo Thursday as the $150 million opening ceremony of the Olympic Games draws closer. The launch event of the pandemic-delayed games will be held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of coronavirus, although some officials, along with guests and media, will attend. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.